Welcome to the Speak in Flow podcast. Let's unleash your leadership voice. Listen in to the untold stories of high-performing leaders, where they will reveal their golden takeaways to help you become fearless communicators and fast-track your career. Join us for the journey. Welcome to the Speak and Flow podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. We are going to dive into both stepping into your unshakable confidence and influence. Unshakable confidence is when you feel and embody with every fiber, beingness, bone, cell in your body, you feel and a sense of confidence, a sense of peace. Confidence allows for connection and trust with you and your audience. Influence is how you inspire people to take action. I remember a time when I defined myself as a number, purely a number. I'd be in my bathroom, looking down at that scale, and afraid of what it was going to tell me, because that number was who I was for that day. When I'd step on the scale and I'd see a number that was higher than my ideal weight, it broke me. It defined who I was and or am. I was a failure. It broke my heart. I couldn't bear to see a heavier weight. As a person who had struggled with an eating disorder for decades, it's what that meant to me. It meant the world to me, that number. And so it became so challenging, because then I couldn't work. I couldn't focus. Sometimes I couldn't even help my daughter. Couldn't have the energy. And I finally decided I had enough. I didn't care what was going to happen, whether I gained weight, lost weight. What I needed to be free from this, set myself free from this trap, this prison. So I got a nutritionist, a workout trainer, and also a mindset coach, because I knew I was in for a journey. I could not help myself anymore. What I was doing to myself was all incorrect. So I needed to trust somebody else. And I did. It was not easy, but I knew I needed to do this for my daughter and to finally do this for myself. I felt so disconnected from myself. And what I learned is I finally learned to give myself food when I was hungry. I wouldn't do that before. If I was hungry, I'd starve. And then if I was full, I keep eating sometimes because I feel so guilty for being full. So then that's when my mindset coach would work on me to continue to help clear my mind, clear my thoughts of all this limiting negative feelings and emotions I had about myself. It was like a 2-year process back to myself, the wholeness of myself. I let go of the negative thoughts I had about my body so that I can connect back and listen to what it needed. I was more focused on doing what I was told by these nutritionists, doing what I was told. And finally, I remember the day running down and jogging down my block, feeling free. I had tears in my eyes because I could see the trees. I could see the sun beaming, feel the sun beaming on my face, comforting me, letting me know that you did it. You are free. You're no longer bound by a number. You are way more than that. You're here to do bigger things. And that is why I'm so thrilled to be with you today, because I'm fully here. I'm fully present. Where before I was so focused on that number, I couldn't serve anybody else. But I had to do a lot of inner work to get here, build my confidence, build my ability to connect with others and to allow others to connect with me. If I had felt any doubt about my weight, I wouldn't allow you to connect with me because I didn't think I would be good enough. So you can imagine the day I felt free, I felt excited. I'm like, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to get clients. Let's go. And speaking on that stage and thinking I was going to get more clients. And yet I didn't. I didn't know why. I was so frustrated. I thought, wait, I just did all this work to feel confident again, but whole again. And yet there was something missing. People were not acting. So I studied more again. Here's another journey, another layer toward influence. How can I influence my audience in a way that inspires them, motivates them to do something? And I realized that storytelling was this next key skill that I needed to learn. I had a lot of resistance. I don't know how to tell good stories. I don't have any experiences to share. But then I started realizing that I do, because I started diving in, asking myself questions, writing down on a chart my life journey. I do have experiences to share, and they're meant to be shared. And so I learned a framework for telling powerful stories and including those into my presentations and learning how to include stories within my presentations so that I can continue to connect with the audience, continue to engage them, and continue to take my audience on the same ride with me. So we're both on the ride together and inspiring people, motivating them, getting them like fired up and passionate about solving our problems, all the problems that we have in the world. So let's do this. Let's do this together. And I need the support of the people in the room. And that is when I started to create influence. And if people were out there, naysayers that were out there, I knew I could trust myself to be in the moment to answer difficult questions. And that is how we can all collaborate and work together. I realize the difference between confidence, which builds connection, trustworthiness, and influence, which motivates, inspires people to act. People know what the next step is. Those two combined is the powerful approach system that we learn in the Speak and Flow program. Both stepping into confidence and influence so that you can make a bigger difference, so that you can inspire and have a team and have people in your community and have meaningful relationships, because it is finally time that we all change the way that we communicate in this world. It matters. Communication, a connection. And influence. With the way AI is going, communication is a way that we are going to continue to have humanity, sustain humanity. So, until I hope that you have taken this, my story, my example to inspire you, to let you know that it is possible. Your confidence is not far from you. It's always been within you. Back to the wholeness of yourself. Back to the confident self. A self that trusts that you can influence and lead people. That's the journey that we're on. I'm glad that you're here. Until I see you again on the other side, I'm your sister in flow. Take care. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Are you curious on how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow? Come grab my free self-assessment at speakinflow.com/assessment. This assessment only takes a couple minutes to fill out. You will get your results within 5 minutes. See how you measure up
with your ability to speak in flow and an unshakable confidence. Take the assessment, click on the link in the comments, and I'll see you on the other side.